Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sportsnet with your host, Ashley. All right, everyone, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Sports Addicts for those addicted to sports. I'm your host, Ashley, and I am so excited for the show tonight. I mean, I am freaking excited today. There is going to be so much football on TV, and I just can't wait to sit down and watch it all. Tonight, I'm going to be talking fantasy football. We know it's that time of year. I hope that my listeners who are involved in fantasy football, that you've gotten your teams. If you haven't, you plan on getting that done very, very soon, because the season will be starting, the regular season that is, will be starting up here in just about 8 days, I believe. We're going into the fourth week of preseason. So tonight we're going to be talking fantasy football, and I definitely want your input. Like I start every show, I want you to know how to reach me or leave any comments. So feel free to follow me and comment on my Twitter. So if you're on Twitter or you're trying to get on Twitter, just go to Twitter, and my handle is In Love With Sports. That's the letter NLUVWITSPORTS. And then you can also like my show's page on Facebook by going to www.facebook.com/sportsaddicts. So you can like me on there and then keep up with all the sports news that's going on. I try to keep that up to date so that you're aware of what's going on in the sports world. And then also, like I tell all my listeners, if you want to call in, you can call in live on the show at 323-642-1615. I do encourage you to call in. I do love your input. And, you know, when you do call in, I love to hear your feedback. So please just call in. And if I don't answer right away, it's probably just because I want to get my thought out first. But I will definitely answer your call. So I'm going to jump right into it. We have a great show for you. We're going to be talking about tips and comments on fantasy football. I have a great on the air with me tonight. He's a friend and also a league owner of one of the many leagues that I participate in. And, oh, God, like, our league is so much fun. He has a lot of experience in fantasy football and has a lot of knowledge on the players and the teams. So without going any further, I'd like to introduce my amazing friend, Mike Brown. Mike, are you there? And this is my first time actually having a guest on the show, so it may or may not work, but I definitely do hope that it works. So let's see if we can call out to Mike. Let's get him live on the show. So we're going to dial now.
You've reached the voicemail of Mike Brown.
Oh,
please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
That's no fun. Let's try to call him one more time. And hopefully he picks up, because I'm telling you, you're going to love this guy's input. He's amazing. He has, like I said, great experience with fantasy football, and I think you'll really enjoy what he has to say on the topic, just about who he's picking and things like that. So let's do it again. All right, so for some reason, we're having some technical difficulties. again, this is the first time that I've done this, so I do apologize for you know, this being an inconvenience for all of my listeners, but I really do hope that it works. We're going to try one more time to see if this works for our good friend Mike. Mike, you're live on the air on Sports Addicts. Can you hear us, Mike? Mike, so we are definitely experiencing some difficulties. I'm going to see if Mike can call in. Like I give the number that I give all of you all. 323-642-1615. And let's see if we can get them on that way. If we can get them on that way, then we're in business. If not, I am definitely going to have to make some phone calls to these people to see why we aren't getting him on live. So I've given him the number. Hopefully he will give us a call because, like I said, his experience with fantasy football, definitely pretty good. One of the best. I will say one of the very best. And we do have him. He's calling in right now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining Sports Addicts. I'm so glad that we got this phone situation down.
I know. Thank you for having me. We had a few issues there, but I think we're good to go now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great. Again, thank you so much for taking time out for me this evening. So we're talking about fantasy football, and I know you've got a lot of experience with that.
Oh, yeah. Just a little bit of experience. I'm going on like probably my 15th year of fantasy football.
Oh, my gosh. That's so long. That's so long. I think I've only been playing for about 8 years.
I remember back in the day when I went on the play, you know, you had to wait for the dial-up internet and all that fun stuff. So, you know, technology has come a long way, and it's for the better with fantasy football.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we've got the app to make it easy for us to draft on the go, everything. What made you get started with fantasy football?
Well, you know, I'm a huge football person. It's the best time of the year for me. And anything that makes all around football more interesting is appealing to me and has always been appealing to me. And, you know, I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, and there are obviously teams that I am not as big a fan of, but if their players can help out my fantasy team, you know, it makes it a little more manageable.
That's right. That is definitely true. Well, you know, everyone has like a player that they try to get each year. Who do you think is the player to get this year in fantasy? And I know we just had our draft, but, you know, who do you think is that player to get?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, this year is very tough because my personal opinion is that Le'Veon Bell is – one of those players. He may be that player, but that suspension that he has just really, you can't, I know in my leagues, I can't afford to lose two games having Le'Veon Bell under a suspension. So I would personally say, if not Le'Veon Bell, Jamaal Charles is the top player that you must have. He gets many opportunities to touch the ball at every game, and he's probably going to touch it more than any other player. Aside from a quarterback, but most leagues you're going to have your running backs who are going to rack up most of the points. So I'm going to go with Jamaal Charles.
Yeah. And that's a very good choice. I was telling one of my other friends before that, you know, you want to make sure that you get those running backs quick because they definitely run out.
But also don't forget about Adrian Peterson. You know, I'm a Packers guy and you know, Adrian Peterson has killed my pack for years, and he, you know, it was very nice not having him on the field last year for the Vikings. but not for fantasy reasons. He had a year off and he's fresh and he's ready to go. I think he's going to have a bounce back year in a big way. And I know he's turning 30 years old, but again, he had that rest and he's going to be ready to really have a monster year for fantasy owners.
Oh yeah, and I was lucky enough to get him in our league this year.
Oh yeah.
Oh, definitely. So, you know, again, we've been talking, and I'm in your league, and have been. I think this is the third year now. What do you look for when you create a league of your own? I know some people, they're just now getting into fantasy football, and, you know, they're, you know, those newbies. So, like, what do you look for in terms of creating a league? Do you just look for those friends, or do you look for people who really know football? What is it for you?
Well, I'm the fantasy commissioner of two leagues, and I'm in three leagues. And all three leagues that I'm involved with, I have been a part of now for closer to 10 years with the core people who are in the league. And really, you know, the older I get, it's a great way to stay in touch with friends from all over the place. College buddies from back in the day that I still connect with through fantasy football. And I have friends that I don't see as much anymore that I still connect with through fantasy football. So I definitely think it's a lot more fun when you have people that you've known for a while involved in the league. But fantasy football is fantasy football at the end of the day, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, joining a random league with some random people online. I mean, that could also be fun too, to see where you think you stand with people that you're not familiar with.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I know at least once a season, I try to go on one of those ESPN just random leagues and join that just to see how I rank up against everybody else in the country.
Oh yeah, I mean it's fun. It never gets old. And the best thing about fantasy football is when you think you have it all figured out from the previous year, you're just in for an awakening in the first month of the year. It changes every year, just like the NFL changes every year. Your fantasy football and your strategies and the players you pick up, it's always going to be different.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, Mike, I've just got one more question for you. And, you know, a lot of people have friends that are female or even guys that still haven't gotten into fantasy football because they either don't have enough time or they just, you know, don't feel like they know enough about the game. What piece of advice could you give to a rookie fantasy league owner that is just getting into it? What is, you know, just one piece of advice that you could give that person?
My piece of advice would be to definitely give it a try if you've never done it, because I've had plenty of friends who don't really care too much about football as much as I do, who they're in it for the fantasy football. And again, that's the thing about fantasy that's awesome. It makes football appealing to those who may not be as crazy about NFL Sundays. Mm-hmm. And it also keeps your interest in specific players as opposed to teams. But to people who have never done it, I would say give it a try. And most likely at the end of the day, your strategy, whether it's picking who you think is the cutest player on the draft board, or if you're picking only players who went to, you know, a certain college, you know, you might end up winning. That's the wonderful thing about fantasy football. It's very unpredictable, and, you know, it keeps everyone's interest from August until December.
That's right. That is definitely true. I can speak on that. Well, Mike, I want to thank you so much for taking time out tonight. It's definitely been a pleasure having you on and getting your take on it and, you know, hearing your experience and your tips. So I'm not going to keep you any longer. I know this is a great football night for you and you're excited. So I hope you have a good time watching those games.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me, Ashley.
No problem.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. That was Mike Brown. He's my commissioner for one of my leagues that I'm in, and he definitely knows what he's talking about, people. He really does. Like he said, he's been playing for, you know, 10 to 15 years, and that is the thing about fantasy football. It takes you in, and once you get involved in it, it's something that it just comes natural. Just around this time every year, I know I've got to get my fantasy football team. Maybe I'm playing with the same team, or maybe I'm going to be doing another team, but either way, I'm going to be doing fantasy football this year. So that was his take, and, you know, that was just his tips. If you have any tips that you want to share with me, you can call in as well at 323-642-1615, or if you have any questions for me about starting fantasy football. I know with females, it's that stereotype that we don't know what we're talking about, but we do. And I have tips for people if it's their first time or anything like that. And I hope you had your pen and pad out taking notes to continue talking about fantasy. I want to share my strategy when it comes to fantasy football. Everyone has a different strategy, but I want to definitely share my strategy. So when I'm doing fantasy football, I, of course, want to get the best player, just like everyone else that plays fantasy football. That's the number one thing you want to get is the best player. However, I may not get that lucky with a good draft pick. This year, I was able to get the second draft pick, and that worked out for me, as you heard me tell Mike Brown that I was able to get Adrian Peterson. So I'm going to have a great year, hopefully. but, you know, not everyone gets those picks. But I definitely want to always get a good running back first, because those running backs, like Mike and I, again, we're talking about, they're very far and few. So when you have a chance to get a good running back early on in that draft, then go for it. Definitely fill up your running backs first, then your wide receivers. Typically, I don't get a quarterback until the fifth round because there are so many, and you can't really go wrong with any of the quarterbacks that are in the league. Or if there is a quarterback that I really, really want to get, say Aaron Rodgers, for my friend that was just on the show, Packers fan. If Aaron Rodgers is still up and maybe it's the fourth round and I see that no one snagged him yet, then I'll go ahead and yank him. And that's just something that I'll do. For the sixth round and down, I'm doing what I like to call filling up. And that just includes getting my tight end, my kicker, my defense, my backup QB, and just filling up my bench. And, I mean, once you have your starters, you're pretty much set. However, it can get a little bit difficult because you're starting to see, okay, a lot of all of those good players are gone. And if you don't know any players in the NFL, that's where it could get a little tricky. So I know that you can play if you don't know any of the players in the NFL. However, once all of those big-name stars are gone, then you're left relying on your smarts. And so you might want to have somebody next to you or giving you tips on who to pick after that. And what may seem like an easy thing to look out for, but is forgotten and you want to be aware of, is when you're picking your starters, don't forget those bye weeks. You don't want all of your starting lineup to have the same bye weeks. I think that's something that I did when I first started, the very first time. I picked a whole lot of great players, and I mean, I was getting lucky and getting all of these great players. However, I think it was a week 8 or week 9 that I had nobody to do well in that week, and it screwed me over. So you definitely want to be on the lookout for those bye weeks, because you want to have a good mixture. You don't want everybody out in week 8, especially something late like that, a late week like that where it could really hurt you going into the playoffs. You don't want that to happen. So just be on the lookout for those bye weeks. If you, again, have any tips or any questions, you can always call in to the show, 323-642-1615. Also, reach me on Twitter at InLoveWithSports. That's the letter N, LUVWITSPORTS. And also on Facebook at facebook.com/sportsaddicts. So I introduced this segment last week, the Say What segment, and it got a lot of good reviews. I'm so excited, and it went over really, really well. So it is here to stay. It's here to stay. So my first Say What topic goes to none other than Roger Goodell. If you have been alive and on this earth today, you probably have been aware of what's been going on in the NFL and with the whole Tom Brady situation. I think that Roger Goodell screamed, "Say what?" when he heard the judge's decision today about Tom Brady. To my listeners that may not know, if you know, you just haven't been on this planet today, Tom Brady will be starting week one. I know my Patriot fans are happy. I have a few friends that are Patriot fans. I know they're very happy. But that is what the judge ruling decided, that he will be able to play in week one. But that's what we say now. And we all know it's not over till the fat lady sings. The NFL and Roger Goodell has issued an appeal on the ruling. So we'll see what happens. You never know what can happen in this situation. We could come back weeks from now and say that he's still going to get suspended, or next year, or whatever the case may be. But as of right now, there will be no suspension and he will be starting week one. So there you go, Patriot fans. Second say what topic goes to the match that Serena Williams played yesterday. I couldn't get enough of it. I didn't want to look away from the TV. If you missed it, I truly, truly, truly feel bad for you. It was definitely different from her, from the first round that she played in when her opponent had to retire early due to an injury. But the match yesterday, it had to go into a tiebreak, and Serena actually ended up winning 7-6. But it was a tough one. It was a tough one. I really was having some doubts. A lot of the commentators were talking about how this is, you know, a lot of pressure on Serena, and it is. But Serena's a champ. At the end of the day, she knows what she has to do. She knows she has to come on out and win, because that's what she does. And that's what she did yesterday. So I have no doubt she's going to be fine. She's making history, and she knows everything that she has to do. So that was my what topic. The last say what topic, and I have to say, I really don't even want to talk about this, but it is something that I feel is relevant. I'm just getting tired of talking about the Washington Redskins. I just want them to be gone and everything else. But this is the second week in a row I'm talking about the Washington Redskins, and I'm about over it, but you all deserve to know what happened. My third final say what topic is to the Redskins' wife of the GM. So the GM of the Redskins, his wife. If you didn't know, the Black Sports Online editor-in-chief, Robert Little, uncovered some pretty nasty tweets that she posted about ESPN reporter Diana Rossini. And this came out late last night. I was doing some digging and trying to do a little research on it myself last night. Apparently, she accused her of giving oral sex. Today, it came out that the GM's wife accused the ESPN reporter of having an affair with her husband. These are all accusations. All of this is alleged. None has been proven. And so I don't want everyone to think this is actually true, because this is very, even without proof, I feel like this can hurt someone's career. And I don't know the ESPN reporter personally, but just hearing that information about yourself, no one wants to hear that. And especially if it's not true, it can just cause all of these emotions. I don't know what the truth is, but I'm 100% against dragging someone's name through the mud without proof. And even just period, don't do that. You're an adult. Come on, grow up, all of that. I mean, my people in Sports Nation will be like, come on, man. You know? Or the NFL, they would definitely be like, come on, man. But that's my take. Just don't drag someone's name through the mud. I feel like she's probably just bitter about everything else going on with the Redskins team personally. And that's just how I feel. Before we, you know, go into the closing of the show, I do want to make everyone aware of the college football games going on tonight. It's on. If you have anyone in your circle of friends or circle of family that loves NFL football and college football, and you're not a fan or you don't like watching football, get ready to say goodbye to them. From tonight on out, okay, we are talking tonight until February, you have lost them. So you either find a team to root for or just know that your friend or family member is gone. It is football season, and it's not going anywhere for a long time. So you can catch just about all of the games, the college football games tonight, on ESPN3, and that's where you can just type in ESPN3.com on your computer, and it takes you to a website, and you can watch them streaming online. And you can see your teams that if they're going to be playing tonight, you can see them there. But there are ones that are going to be on national television. The ones that will be on ESPN, there's actually going on, the game is going on right now, is North Carolina and South Carolina. They're playing right now, so you can catch that on ESPN. On ESPNU, Oklahoma State versus Central Michigan will begin at 7 p.m., so that's just in about 30 minutes. On the SEC Network, you can see Western Kentucky. Oh, yeah. I like to root for Kentucky State. You know, anything except that blue state up in Lexington. But Western Kentucky University will be playing against Vanderbilt at 8 p.m. Again, that's on the SEC Network. And you can also catch it on ESPN3. And then you can see TCU versus Minnesota at 9 p.m. today on ESPN. I'm excited about that game. I think TCU's got a great chance to go really far, even make it to the college football playoffs this year. So I'm excited to see them play. And just because college football is on tonight doesn't mean we're missing out on NFL. Yes, you're getting college football and NFL tonight. So you can also catch some NFL games on TV. All of the games, I believe, that you can watch on like NFL.com and things like that. But we are in week 4 of preseason. I'm so excited. This is just my favorite time of year, people. I know they say Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year, but no, they don't like football if they think that Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. But anyway, the two games that are going to be on NFL Network tonight are going to be Tampa Bay versus Miami. You can catch that game at 7 p.m. And then also San Diego versus San Francisco, those 49ers. That's going to be on at 10 p.m. also on the NFL Network. And just you'll be able to keep up with all of your other teams on ESPN.com. You can keep up with those sports. Before I go, don't forget, I've been saying this all throughout my show, and I just like to make sure that you know you can keep up with me. You can follow me on Twitter at In Love With Sports. That's NLUVWITSPORTS. And then also keep up with the show on Facebook. Just go to www.facebook.com/sportsaddicts. I'm so excited. I can't wait. And I always tweet and post things on Facebook throughout the day so you can keep up with all of the sports news. It's been a great show. I hope that you learned a lot about fantasy football. If you're not a pro when it comes or you're thinking about starting the show, just know you can't go wrong. Just go out there, try, have fun, and just laugh. Don't make it a big deal. Just laugh. It'd make the football season much more enjoyable. So have a good night, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. Catch me next Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, thank you for listening. This is Sports Addicts for those addicted to sports.